to your faith. We got what we used our faith for. We believe you will too. Terry L. Mize. How do I have supernatural childbirth? As you purpose in your heart to receive God's best in your pregnancy, you will discover that God will not disappoint. The Lord desires to bless and help you in every way. The key is knowing what God says and allowing His Word to override the things you were told or taught previously. In her book, Supernatural Childbirth, Jackie said, "When Terry and I got married, May 10, 1969, we had so many things that looked like they were working against us. The doctor had told me for years that I'd never be able to have a baby at all, that I couldn't carry one." He said, "If by some slim chance you were ever going to get pregnant, you'd have to spend the whole 9 months in bed. But even at that, I doubt that you could carry it." Well-meaning friends of the family and family friends all said to Terry, "You know Jackie can't have children. It's really a shame, too, the way she loves babies and has always wanted to have a house full." We didn't know the word then like we do now, but Terry did know that God healed, and he knew some basics of the Bible from growing up in church. He knew we could pray and change things. Most of all, he knew God and knew that God's word was always, and in every area, accurate. For all the years I've known him, his standard comment on any subject is, "Who said?" It makes a big difference who said it. What does God say? What does the Bible say? So he told me, "I appreciate medical doctors and medical science. They've come a long way, and I hope they go farther. But they are not our source, our answer, our final authority. God says we can have children. We'll have all the children we want." We didn't know the details or the methods or exactly how to make it work in those early days. But we knew the will of God was to have children. It was His idea. He thought children up. He ordered them in the Garden of Eden. We knew that we could, that we would have babies. Begin to ask the same question. What does God say? What does the Bible say about my pregnancy? This question and the answers that follow will open the door for God to move. As God's word becomes the focus, the expectations of pain, morning sickness, and long agonizing deliveries are replaced by an expectation of God's blessing and supernatural power in the entire pregnancy and delivery. Jackie explained, "I want to clarify the difference between what I am calling supernatural childbirth and what everyone else calls natural childbirth. In natural childbirth classes, there are exercises. The woman is taught to center in on a focal point, to pant and breathe as directed, and the husband is taught to coach her through it, and so forth. This method does work to a degree, and praise God for it. Without it, many women would have had really bad experiences in giving birth. Natural childbirth is good, but God always has a better way of doing everything. Supernatural always exceeds natural in any area, and when we decide to do it His way, the results are amazing. When I refer to supernatural childbirth, I'm talking strictly about being able to conceive and to have babies with a pregnancy free from nausea, morning sickness, pain, moodiness, and depression, and without fear of any kind, then going through the entire labor without pain, and through the delivery without stitches and anesthetic. I'm talking about using the Word of God to overcome, change, and make things better. You may be asking, how do I do this? How do I have supernatural childbirth? The following foundational truths will help you to receive God's supernatural help in your pregnancy. 1. You are redeemed from the curse and an heir of the blessing of God. 2. With God, all things are possible, including a supernatural childbirth. 3. God has given you His Word to produce the faith you need to receive His supernatural childbirth. You are redeemed from sorrow in childbirth. God established childbirth in the very beginning as a part of His blessing. In His first words to man, He spoke about having a family, saying,